Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Former Atlanta Braves outfielder, and now Braves studio analyst for FanDuel Sports Network and Gray TV. We are fresh off a Braves win 7-4 over the Mets, so it's perfectly timed. Charlie Culberson, welcome into the show, Charlie. We appreciate the time. But I do have to ask, because you're barely off that field. You're in that new role with FanDuel. I'm curious how that transition has been, if you're finding it difficult to kind of comment on the guys that you are playing with.
Hey, guys. Good morning. Yes, a little bit. A lot of the guys I played with and against. But I tell you what, I enjoy my time playing all those years, and I don't honestly miss actually playing baseball anymore, which is great, I feel like, for me and my family. But it's a lot of fun to be able to watch the game. And I try to have an honest opinion, but I just realized that baseball is still a very hard sport to play. Mm-hmm.
Well, I want to get to what's going on this season, but real quick, I know you're a hometown kid. Actually went to college with your sister over at Kennesaw State. What was it like coming home and playing in Atlanta in front of the hometown crowd? And then, you know, you and Dansby both were hometown guys, and you had the same hair and beard.
Yeah, he had the same hair as I did, so I'll give him some heck about that. No, it was great. I never even imagined to have been able to put on a Braves uniform, and then to have been traded from the Dodgers back home was pretty surreal. It was a little tough at first to kind of get rolling with my career in Atlanta, but it was a blast to be able to have family, friends come, and then just to have the parts of 4 years there playing for the Braves, something I'll never forget.
You mentioned the fact that you don't miss playing per se. Do you ever just put yourselves in the shoes of those guys and just kind of mentally go through it when they're at bat, and you're like, man, I'd be expecting slider here. There's no doubt about it. And then they throw the slider, the guy doesn't get a hit, and you're like, oh, come on, man. I even saw that from where I'm sitting.
It's a lot easier to be able to watch and critique from a desk or from your living room watching on TV. You just forget how hard it is to play. And the guys, the pitchers are getting better. Every single year, so many guys are throwing harder. It's a really tough game. But yeah, it's easy to say that, to be able to say, man, yeah, why didn't you hit that pitch? Or as a fastball right down the middle, oh, it's 99 miles an hour on the black, or a slider at 92. It's a hard game.
Yeah, it's funny, man, because I still do one-on-one pass rush in my head. I grip my teeth and my hands, my chest gets all tense, and I'm like, punch him in the chest. Then I'm like, oh, it's really not that simple. The guy weighs like 330. You know?
Yeah, if you don't know, Mike played offensive line for a little bit at Alabama and here for the Falcons, but we are joined by Charlie Culberson, FanDuel Sports, former Atlanta Brave and Dodger. Hey, speaking of how hard it is, Michael Harris and Ozzie to a lesser extent, but Michael Harris is really struggling at the plate. I mean, you just talked about how, you know, we forget how hard it is to do, but what do you do to get back to the basics when it seems like everything you're doing at the plate just isn't working? Like, what does Michael Harris got to do to get this thing on track at the plate?
I'll tell you what, he is so valuable as a player, as a defender in center field, one of the best in all of baseball. But honestly, I think sometimes giving a guy a day off, hey, come to the park, don't pick up a bat, mentally kind of check out, allow him to like have his full day off, because sometimes a day off, even at a young age, he's still 24 years old, like that sometimes can be the best, because if not, they're grinding every day trying to find it mentally, physically, something in the box, an approach. He knows that he's not doing what he would like to do. It's been a couple of years now for him, but he's so good in the outfield, it's hard to keep him out of the lineup. But I think a good just mental break, a good day off, other than the team day off, can be the best thing for him.
Well, and this season, everyone has been grinding it out. And because you do know that clubhouse inside and out, you know, last week we swept the Mets at Truist. Then we lost 2 of 3 against the Marlins. Now we've got 2 back-to-back wins against the Mets up in New York. Can you make this make sense? And what's going on with these guys behind the scenes?
I mean, these guys are every day. They're putting in the work. They're trying. They're going out there trying to play their best baseball together collectively. But, you know, when you're at home playing against a New York Mets team, you get up for those games. You have the crowd behind you. Then you go to Miami. It's like you're maybe a little deflated, a little tired from that previous series of sweeping the Mets. Going down to Miami sometimes is like a vacation. It's a little different. You don't have as many fans. And then the Miami Marlins, you know, not the best team in baseball, but they are a scrappy team. And sometimes those scrappy teams will grind it out and win a series. And now they're back in New York playing at Citi Field with a packed stadium. Like, all that has a lot to do with what happens on the field. Your senses are heightened a little bit more. You know that it's one of the better teams in baseball. That's just baseball. That's 162 games for you.
Hanging out with Charlie Culberson, obviously former Brave and now doing it in the media. So appreciate you hanging out with us here on the Morning Shift. You mentioned, you know, it's not as easy as it looks on TV and from your couch when you're watching it. One guy that is making it look relatively simple right now is Ronald Acuña Jr. When I watch football players, I look at their characteristics, right? What makes them great? You know, is it hip bend? Is it knee bend? Is it explosion? Different things like that. Ronald Acuña Jr., what can you point to in terms of just his overall traits that he physically has that allows him to do the things he's doing at the plate right now?
Yeah, I mean, he's had it since day one. I remember my first spring training with the Braves, and Ronald was out there at 19 years old, and I went back to our condo, and I told my wife, Sarah, I said, there's this kid that I've never seen anyone swing like him. He was hitting balls like 450 feet to right center field, and it's funny, he doesn't, like, load his hips too much. He doesn't cock his bat back too much, like, you know, the mechanical things that usually a lot of guys do. He's just so explosive. The things that he does on the field, all around, there's only probably a handful of guys that can do that. And then his swagger, I mean, the way he carries himself, not too many guys can wear all this colorful shin guards and elbow guards and be able to dance and throw the bomb and cover your ears and gritty across home plate. Like, all those intangibles, there's a real reason why. If you're able to do that, it's because you're obviously that good. But he just has it. And right now you can say the best player in baseball since he got back from the injury list, and he'll always be one of the best players in baseball. If he's on the field and healthy, like, there's so many things that he can do that you just sit there and scratch your head, like, how? You can try your best your whole life, but sometimes you have it or you don't.
Charlie Culberson joining us. Charlie, wait, when you get a guy like that back, I mean, how does that just make you feel, especially when you're struggling? You know, you're struggling the clubhouse at the time, and then you get a guy that good back. What kind of infusion does that put inside the clubhouse?
Well, I mean, now you have a guy at the top of the order who's an MVP, who's now healthy. You're kind of waiting to see, you know, is he fully healthy? Well, yes, he is. He's back to old Ronald. It takes a little pressure off everyone else because there's times when there's holes in the lineup, guys aren't doing as well. You feel like, as a player, I have to maybe do a little bit more. But when everyone is feeling good, things are good, right? If everyone's hitting, if I'm at the bottom of the order, I don't have to do as much. I just have to do my part. Easier said than done, but that just, you're putting an MVP back in the leadoff spot. You're getting him an extra bat. He's playing every day now. And so now you're able to just kind of watch the best do what they do. And if I'm one of the, you know, other guys down in the order or on the bench, I don't have to feel like I need to do as much. So it's a huge boost. He's hitting 400. He's going to help propel this team to keep them in the race, but they still got a lot of work to do.
Yeah, hanging out with former Braves outfitter Charlie Culberson. And Charlie, unfortunately, one of the conversations that's been had around this team has been about leadership in the locker room. I can't think of a better person to answer that than you. And I'm sure you know those guys. You know the characteristics. Baseball locker room is a unique spot. What have you made about some of the questions, it seems like, about the leadership for the Atlanta Braves?
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Yeah, I mean, there's guys that lead by example, just by showing up every day, putting in the work. Some guys just aren't as vocal. And I don't feel like the Braves have too many vocal leaders. One leader would be Chris Sale. I never had a chance to play with Chris, played against him some. You know, another guy I think of is Marcell Ozuna. I really enjoyed my time playing with Marcell as a teammate, seeing him work. He's open to talking to everybody. He's always trying to do better, be better. And he helped me out, too. And I feel like I was able to be there for him because he was open to talking to everybody. And I really enjoyed that because, you know, sometimes guys get in these pockets of you, I guess you could say, friend groups and kind of stay a little secluded. Marcell was a guy I feel like that kind of kept everyone together. He's been a very good player for the Atlanta Braves and kind of like, in my eyes, somewhat of the glue for the team. But yeah, there's just, you know, got playing with Nick Markakis. Nick was a lead by example guy. He was a man of few words, but he showed up every single day. And sometimes that can be the best leader in the clubhouse.
Yeah, that's some great stuff on Marcell Ozuna, Charlie Culberson joining us. And I think that a lot of people think that Mark, you know, I love that you brought up Markakis, another Georgia guy.
Oh, I was going to say another guy with good hair and beard.
But I get Nick Markakis vibes from Matt Olson. Am I wrong on that, or?
No, I think that's pretty good. Matt, Austin, you can see, you know, videos of them together working out, doing things together. Ozzy and Acuna kind of work out together pregame and postgame. So there's guys that have, like, their partner, I guess you could say, to kind of go through the season together with. Matt is a lead-by-example guy. I feel like Matt's not as vocal. But as you see, Matt plays every single day, and there's something to that. For a guy that doesn't play every day or a guy that might have a chance to start here and there, it's pretty spectacular, honestly, to be able to see a guy play 600-plus games in a row, never complains, goes out there, shows up, ready to do his job every single day. So that lead by example speaks volumes to the person and player that he is.
Got a couple of minutes left with Charlie Culberson, former Atlanta Braves outfielder, hanging out with us here on the morning shift. And you mentioned guys that play every day. I guess one of the questions I'm going to have, in just over a week from now, Jerickson Profar is eligible to return to this lineup. As a teammate, and I realize he hasn't been in Atlanta long, as a teammate, what do you believe the reaction is inside that locker room when a guy like him gets suspended for 80 games, he comes back, he can't help you in the playoffs, but you obviously need his bat right now, you need his presence. But, you know, he's a guy that hasn't been around for 80 games because of something that he did.
Yeah, that's a tough one, honestly. I don't know the full story. I'm not sure if anyone really does. It's tough to see a guy sign a big contract, take a spot from somebody else, come in, fail a drug test, miss half the season, and then when he comes back, you know, they're looking forward to having him back in the lineup. But then that's one person that has to leave the roster. And so that's somebody's spot for somebody that ultimately hurt the team going into the season from a mistake that he made. Well, I don't know if willingly or what have you, but I don't know Profar personally. He seems like a great guy from his smile, charisma on the field, but that's a really tough call for me because it's like you said, he can't play in the postseason if they get there, and he's taking somebody's spot. So that's a hard one for me.
Yeah, it's going to be a hard one for Braves fans as well as they welcome him back in just over a week. Charlie, man, we appreciate it. Good stuff, and thanks for hanging out with us for a little bit this morning.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me on.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.